Here is Maria Altman, shortly before her death, speaking to George Clooney's crew for the movie Monuments Men about the quest to recover paintings stolen by the Nazis.
The picture does have a story of its own to tell. Now it travels to another country to be seen by other people, more people, and that's very beautiful for me.
Maria Altman won her case, and her story became the basis for the new feature film, Woman in Gold. Among the thousands of stolen paintings and other valuable art belonging to Jews was a Gustav Klimt painting entitled Portrait of Adele Bloch Bauer I. After World War II, the painting ended up in the Austrian State Gallery, which claimed ownership of it. And half a century after that, Adele's niece, Maria Altman, fought to get the painting back. In Woman in Gold, Maria Altman is played by actress Helen Mirren.
My uncle commissioned Gustav Klimt to paint her.
That's quite a painting.
It's magnificent. She was taken off the walls of our home by the Nazis. And since then, she's been hanging in the Belvedere Gallery in Vienna.
And now you'd like to be reunited.
I have to do what I can to keep these memories alive.
Woman in Gold is in theaters this Friday. Director Simon Curtis and the real Randy Schoenberg, Altman's determined lawyer and lifelong friend, says the film is all about memory as the most important weapon fighting the forces that would dare to destroy a people.
Well, Maria Altman was my grandmother's closest friend. My grandmother had passed away about 10 years earlier, but my mom kept up with her, and she called me and asked me to help her out in trying to recover these paintings that had belonged to her uncle and were taken by the Nazis. So that's how it started, and I went on this long 8-year journey with her. And it really was a journey of discovering about her family and about my family background. So it was an amazing journey.
Now, certainly to do something that would redress the abuses of the Nazis has all kinds of moral weight behind it. But the practicality?
Yeah, I mean, so obviously when you're dealing with historical events and these terrible historical events of World War II, it's difficult, and you have to really get your mind frame into that. But then the practical part of it, of how do you recover something at this late stage, 60, 70 years later, becomes quite difficult. And we were lucky that Austria, actually to Austria's credit, had passed a law in 1998 that allowed the government to return artworks that had been taken and not properly returned. And that's the law that we used, but it took a while.
Did Maria always believe this was possible, that this justice could be served?
Both of us thought that it should happen. Whether it would happen was the real question mark. And, you know, I think we had this hope that if we could get in the right position, in the right forum, then justice would prevail. But it was not obvious.
Well, that's certainly where you get involved, Simon.
Yeah, I was very struck that the story was in somehow one of the great stories of the 20th century, because it linked Vienna in its heyday at the beginning of the 20th century, when it was really the crucible for many of the greatest ideas of the whole century. And through a sort of awful chain of events, Maria and the painting both ended the century in the United States.
And how do you see the paintings as emblematic of the echoes of World War II and Nazism that live with us today?
In the case of these paintings, or the famous Woman in Gold, it's easy to forget that Maria Helen's character, Maria's uncle, commissioned Gustav Klimt to paint her aunt, and then that painting was on the wall of the family home. It was a family that was at the very heart of the Jewish community in Vienna that was literally destroyed overnight.
What was it like to see her come alive in the character of Helen Mirren?
For me, it's terrific. Maria passed away in 2011, so a few years ago, and to see her sort of live on in this film is an amazing thing. You know, we always said, even if nothing comes out of it, even if we lose in the Supreme Court, it's telling the story that was so important to us. And Simon really has made this whole film about memory.
A film about memory?
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, I mean, it's, most of the film is set in contemporary California and Vienna, or near contemporary. And it's the journey of this odd couple, if you like. It's Ryan Reynolds playing Randy and Helen Mirren playing Maria. And they go on this voyage of discovery. But we felt it was important that punctuating that was Maria remembering various telling moments in her past. And there's a sort of feeling that she had suppressed these memories and hadn't thought about them for the longest time. But during the course of our journey, we see her remembering her aunt talking to her about the painting or her famous wedding day, which was the last big social Jewish event in Vienna before the Nazis arrived.
How are the paintings characters in this film?
Well, there were five paintings, three landscapes and two portraits of Adele, but we've really focused on the woman in gold. I mean, that's the most famous one, and somehow very specifically about Maria's aunt. And we had to work really hard. In fact, I was quite blasé about the recreating, because they weren't going to FedEx the original to our shoot. So we had to recreate both the work in progress and the finished product. And, you know, it took Klimt 3 years, I think, to make this. So it was a very skillful job. But we have a lot of close-ups of the portrait. And we start the film with seeing the gold leaf being put onto the painting. And as Maria says in the film, the postcards don't do her justice. You have to go and see the painting, which is here in New York on permanent display at the Neue Gallery, because nothing about its reproductions prepares you for its magnificence in person.
And, of course, it's magnificent as art, but because it was on the wall in the family home and people grew up with it and had a relationship with it, is there a sense of the reuniting of the painting in the film?
One of my favorite lines in the film is, your aunt's around the corner at the Belvedere. Are you ready for the reunion? And there is a sense of her seeing her aunt for the first time in 50, 60 years. So that's one of my favorite moments in the film. And Helen plays it brilliantly, I think.
One of my favorite moments of the case, not in the film, but we brought all five paintings back to the L.A. County Museum of Art when they left Vienna. And there was Maria with her extended family, her children and grandchildren, surrounded by these five paintings in one room, which was just how they had been when she had last seen them in Vienna.
Wow.
So that was really the greatest moment for me.
And you were there.
Did
the paintings recognize them? Is there a kind of a, you know, art is magical. It is absolutely magical.
Yeah, Maria's aunt was her mother's sister who was married to her father's brother, right? So she's a blood relative, and you can see the look in the whole family. There's a resemblance.
And I think that's a bittersweet journey of the film, because, I mean, I think people know how the film ends, but in some ways that there's a hope in Maria that she will bring back her family, it will bring back her father, and of course it can't.
But it's also about what lives in the face of unimaginable death.
It's one of the few things that we can do still 60, 70 years later, is give people back some possessions to rectify some of the wrongs of World War II.
Well, the film is Women in Gold, and it's directed by Simon Curtis here in the studio, along with Randy Schoenberg, who helped the real Maria Altman fight to reclaim the Gustav Klimt painting and other paintings that are a part of the story of Women in Gold. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.